Psalm 91 and verse number 1. This is a wonderful psalm. The whole chapter is. I want to preach from verse number 1. Psalm 91 and verse number 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Can we read that aloud together? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Thank the Lord. Amen. Let's read verse 1 again. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise the Lord. Would you pray for me tonight, Lord? We thank you for the privilege to be in your house. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that is here. We ask you, Lord, to speak to us from your holy word. Lord, we know that your word is anointed already. God, but we pray for a special anointing tonight, Lord, in this message. As we read your word, expound your word, look into your word. Help us, Lord, tonight, I pray. I thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Praise God. The secret place. The secret place. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Amen. I want to abide in the Lord. I want to abide under His shadow. I don't want it just to be, you know, a one-time thing or a, you know, where it, like so many, you know, resolutions or things in our life, maybe a New Year's resolution, and we don't, you know, follow through with it. So many things in our life we don't follow through with. I want to stay with God. I want to stay with the Lord. I want to hold His hand. Amen. All the way. I want to cling to that hand of the Lord. This here says dwelling. Dwell in the secret place. Stay there. Live there. Not just a passing place. Amen. I want to talk to us about this secret place tonight. This secret place. There's many mysteries in the Bible. Amen. There's many things that we don't understand. The song said, I don't need to understand. I just need to hold His hand. There's so many secret places. Or there is a secret place in God where we can make it and we can be blessed and the world is so confused, amen, at how that we can be blessed and how we can make it and how we can survive, that the devil, amen, can't believe it. There's a song said, I want to stay right under the blood where the devil can't do me no harm. There's another song that says, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Secret place. Moses said, I beseech thee, Lord, show me thy glory. And the Lord said, nobody can look at my face and live. Said, flesh cannot look at me and live. That's why God's going to give us a new body after death and the resurrection. Amen. We'll be able, amen, in that holy body to look upon the Lord. Amen. But He said, flesh cannot look at my face and live. Said, but I'll show you my backside. And He said, there's a place that's by me in the cleft of the rock. And He said, I'll put you in that hole in the rock. And He said, I'll pass by and I'll put my hand over you. And He said, after I pass by you, I'll take my hand off of you and you can see. Amen. Oh, God, that secret place that we can find in the Lord. Amen. That secret place that we must seek after. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in this secret place abides under the shadow of the Almighty. The Bible says, he shall cover thee with his feathers and under his wings shalt thou trust. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. There's a lot of fear in this world we live in. There's a lot of uncertainty in our life. Do you know what I'm talking about tonight? We don't know what tomorrow holds. But I'd like to get in that secret place. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 32, but his secret is with the righteous. His secret is with the righteous. The Lord will show us. The Lord will reveal unto us. Amen. I want to get to the place in God that I can find that secret place. The secret place nobody else knows about. The secret place, the world doesn't know about this secret place, friend. Amen. It's a secret place. It's a secret. Even these children know what a secret is. And, friends and even these young kids will have a secret between one another and keep a secret. But how about a secret place? Did you know that there's a secret place in God? And the world, it's a place of safety. The devil don't know where it's at. Hallelujah. The world doesn't know where it's at. It's a secret place. Hallelujah. It's the secret place of the Most High, God's secret place. I'm telling you, amen, God has revealed it unto us. God has given us His gospel. He's given us His word. We can live for God if we'll just follow the roadmap. Amen. But I'm telling you, the only reason it's secret tonight, amen, is because God has hid it. He's hid it from the wise, the Bible says, but He showed it unto babes. Ain't that something? He showed it unto babies, but He hid it from the wise. You know, people in this world might be so smart, but they don't even understand the smallest truths of God's Word. I mean, some of the most educated people in the world, and there's nothing wrong with education. I believe that we should. I believe that we should go as far and learn as much as we could. The Bible said that His people was destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. Because we didn't seek after it. But, amen, this secret place of the Most High, amen, He hid it and from the wise, but He showed it unto the babies. Now, I'm glad that I know about the secret place tonight. I'm glad I know about the Word of God. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad that I'm saved tonight. I'm glad that I'm on my way to heaven. I'm glad that I know the Word of God. I'm glad that I have felt His presence. I'm so glad that I can find this secret place. I want to go through the Word of God and talk to you about some things. Amen. That is right here. I want to talk to you. Amen. From the Scripture. And so if you would like to go with me just for a moment, in Psalms 27 and verse number 5, the Bible said, amen, for in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me, and He shall set me up upon a rock. And so I want to talk to us a little while tonight about, amen, the secret about God's house. The secret of the house of God. He said in verse 5 of Psalm 27, in the secret of His tabernacle. If you'd like to go with me to Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 5, the Bible says, verse number 6, we'll come back to this, but I just want to tell y'all what I'm preaching on tonight. Verse 6 says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So I don't want to just talk about the church or the house of God. I want to talk about prayer, the secret of prayer. Amen. You know, prayer is a common word, but there's a lot of people that don't know the secret power of prayer. The Bible tells us in the same chapter in verse 16, if you're open there, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, it said, let's just skip down, we'll come to this. Amen. Verse 18 said, that thou appear not unto men to fast, talking about fasting, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So I'm going to take Psalm 91, if y'all will let me for a little while tonight, and preach about the secret place. And I want to talk about the church, the house of God. Now I want to talk about prayer, and I want to talk about fasting. Have I lost anybody yet? Y'all still on board with me tonight? Amen. That's not real deep, is it? Amen. It's just those three things I want to talk about. There's a lot of secrets in God, and I believe we ought to seek them out. The Bible talks about seeking God. Amen. Desiring things from God. Hallelujah. God doesn't reveal everything to man, but he has revealed a lot unto man through his son, Jesus Christ, and through the word of God. Amen. And you know there's churches on every corner tonight, but people are in despair, and people are hurting, and people are broken, and people are confused, and people are, depressed. Amen. But you know what? If they'd just go to the house of God and seek God, amen, they could get in that secret place. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, don't mean that all your troubles will go away. You don't come into this church tonight or any church. Amen. But I believe in going to church. Why wouldn't I? I pastor a church. Amen. I go to church every chance I get. Amen. I believe that it's God's will that we go to the house of God. I don't believe it's God's will for us just to lay out of church for any old excuse. You know, if we're not careful, the devil will give us an excuse. And, you know, it's a spiritual warfare. The devil don't want you at church. Did you know that? Can I get a witness tonight? Does anybody know that the devil, do y'all agree with me tonight? Do you think the devil wants you to go to church? Do you? Well, you know what? That's the number one reason to go. Wouldn't you think so? The devil is our enemy, right? The devil is our number one enemy. Can somebody say amen? And if the devil don't want me to do it, well, I think we ought to do it. It's a secret place. It's a place of protection and safety. Amen. I know that many times, you know, we come to the house of God and, you know, the devil can jump up on our shoulders right here. But I'm going to tell you something. When you come in God's presence and be in God's presence, amen, hallelujah, the devil has to take the exit. Hallelujah. Somebody starts singing a song. It might be these little children tonight. Amen. You just feel the joy of the Lord. Just encourages your heart. Amen. Matter of fact, to the point where somebody wrote a song and said, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. If you're bound, oppressed, tormented, sick, or lame, for the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Amen. The devil fights people from going to church because he's afraid of what we'll get when we get there. The devil doesn't want us to know about that secret place. The devil doesn't want us to feel the presence of God. The devil don't want you to meet a brother or sister that encourage you. The devil don't want you to hear the word of God. Amen. The devil doesn't want you to feel the presence of God. And so he'll try to keep us out of that secret place in the tabernacle. But the Bible said, "For this, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching." Amen. You come in this church, we can come in here lost and leave saved. You can come in here lost and leave lost. The walls don't save us. Amen. The wood don't save us. Amen. The microphone don't save us. The piano don't save us. The singing don't save us. The songbooks don't save us. Even the Kleenexes don't save us. Hallelujah, you can cry a bucket of tears and still be lost. But I'm telling you, I've seen many people come in church and leave saved. You can come in here sick and leave sick, but I've seen many people come in here sick and leave sick. You know where I've seen God work the most? In the church. I've seen him work out on the job. I've seen him touch people in my house. I've seen him touch people in other people's houses. I've seen God move, amen, driving down the road. God can move anywhere. But you know where I've seen him move the most? Woo! In the secret place. Hallelujah. The devil wants to keep it a secret too. Amen. But I'm telling you, I found the secret place. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I know these children have probably heard this story told in Sunday school. You know, my office is down there, and sometimes I'll be down there and I'll hear them Sunday school classes. And I've heard them talk about Joash. Joash was 7 years old when he became king. Y'all ever heard of Joash? He was seven. Can you imagine anybody 7 years old tonight? Amen. Anybody who's close to seven? Anybody six? Rowan, can you imagine? Rowan, when will you be seven? September. Can you imagine Rowan be king? was 7 years old and he became king of the land. I'm talking about, and we got any 8 year olds here tonight? Anybody 8? Evan? Can you imagine? And Savannah? Who? You're not, okay, he wants to be king. Amen. Don't raise your hand, Jody, but anyways. You know, 7 years old was king. You know the story, what happened? This man was king and he died. And his mother, see, his father was king. His father died and then he became king and his mother was still alive. They was wicked people. They were sinful people. And his mother was still alive. Well, he died in this war. And so she rose up and killed all of his children, so she thought. But there was a priest named Jehoiada who was a man of God. And Jehoiada, amen, had a sister. I believe it was his sister or his wife. Amen, but I believe it was his sister. Amen, who was also, you know, the priest. If I get this right, I don't want to turn over and take a lot of time. But this woman who was kin to Jehoiada, amen, which was the priest, she ran in there when she was killing. I think there was like 20-some kids, king's children. And some of them was older. The firstborn would have become the king. And he was old enough to rule. And but this his mother, which was a wicked woman, she killed them all. Well, this priest's sister, I believe, but Jehoiada and her hid Joash. He was a baby. He was a little baby. Probably smaller than Blake, but who knows how small he was. Little baby, little bitty infant. And she hid him. And that queen, she ruled for seven years, I believe. So he would have been just born. But you know where she hid him out at? You know where she never looked? I think about the world that's after our children. I think about the wickedness that's after us. But you know a safe place to hide them? Amen. Do you ever want to just hide your children from sin? Don't you? Do you ever want to just hide them and protect them? Amen. From the evil and sin. But you know where she hid him out? I'm talking about the secret place. She found a place where she could hide that child. Amen. Where it was very, very safe. I want to tell you in 2017, the safest place to hide, amen, for somebody who's old or somebody who's young, or from the youngest to the oldest, is right in the house of God, in the presence of God, amen, to hide from sin and to hide from Satan and to hide from self. Amen, I'm preaching tonight on the secret place. Let me stop right here and say, have you ever wanted to just hide? Have you ever wanted to just hide somewhere? Just hide away from the trouble. Just hide away from everything. I want to tell you a good place to hide. Right at the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us in Psalms 84 how amenable, or how lovely is what that word means. How amenable. In the Old English, that word meant, how lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They shall still be praising thee. Amen. We can hide in the secret place of the Most High, and it's right in the tabernacle of God. It's right in the safe place of God. It's where God's able to help us and protect us. I thank God for the secret place that we can hide in. Let's go on to prayer. The Bible tells us that in verse 5 of Matthew 6, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You know, in those days they had these prayer corners and different things, and I know that it's so important. I believe in all types of prayer. Amen. Prayer works. You believe that tonight? Say it. Prayer works. Come on, say it again. Prayer works. I believe in prayer. You're looking at somebody right now. I believe in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. But they would pray and they would stand and pray and speak out these great words. I thank God for beautiful prayers. I've heard people pray before and I thought, my Lord, I wish I could pray like them. I mean, just seemed like they could just pray and just say the right words. Sometimes I get in there most of the time and just stumble and just, you know what I'm talking about. And just, you know, just seem like just, you know, and I've heard people be able to pray, amen, and pray, but the Bible says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad that there's a secret place of prayer. I'm glad that we can find that place to dwell in, a prayer. A prayer life. Amen. A prayer life. A praying person. A prayer warrior. Hallelujah. Amen. There's nothing that the devil fears more than a prayer warrior. Somebody wrote a song, said, I go to war on my knees. It's not flesh and blood I battle, but principalities. Amen. Go to war on our knees, praying and seeking God. Amen. For God to help us. Amen. We've all got needs and we've all got burdens. Amen. But that song that said, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. You know the song. I'll get twisted up here when I start saying it. But said, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege to carry. I'm missing words. Y'all might want to help me. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. I'm talking about the secret place tonight. Amen. The world doesn't know about it. Amen. The devil takes it for granted that we can pray and God will move. And many times we take it for granted too. I want to dwell in that secret place of prayer. Don't you? Amen. To become praying moms. To become praying dads. To become praying husbands. To become praying wives. To become praying families. To become praying people. To become a praying church. Hallelujah. Praying preachers. Praying singers. Praying church people. Amen. Prayer. That secret place of the Most High. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. Daniel knew about that secret place. I said Daniel knew about that secret place. Amen. There's going to try to find fault in him. But he was such a man of God, they couldn't find no fault in him other than if they caught him with his prayer life. He was such a praying man that that's the only fault that they could find in him was in his prayer life. Amen. God help us to pray. They signed the writing. The king put that decree on it and said nobody can pray to anyone. Was it for 30 days? The children know this story about Daniel in the lion's den. Said for 30 days. Was it 30 days that nobody could pray? And they put that seal on there. And the Bible says that when Daniel knew that writing was signed, amen, he went home into his chamber. I'm talking about the secret place. Hallelujah. That place of prayer. His windows being opened. He opened his windows towards Jerusalem and prayed. Hallelujah. Because when Solomon had built the temple, he asked God that if they're carried into a foreign country, if they'll just pray towards this temple, hear their prayer. Amen. And God does it and did it. Amen. I thank God that he hears and answers prayer. Amen. But now we can pray to God. Hallelujah. And he hears and answers prayer. Amen. But the Bible says that his windows was already open. He didn't have to go get out WD-40 and spray on them windows. Amen. Pry them things open. How about your prayer window? Amen. Does it open freely? Amen. Do you open it often? Amen. The Bible said he went, his windows being open. The windows wasn't even shut. Hallelujah. He prayed 3 times a day. Amen. I'm sure he shut those windows at some point. Amen. But when they wrote that sign and signed that decree, his windows were still open. I believe tonight that there's praying people in this church that your windows are still open. Amen. Your windows of prayer are still open. Praise God. Amen. I know that prayer works. I believe in prayer. I believe that God hears prayer. I believe that God will turn things around through prayer. God gave a man 15 years to his life because he prayed. Amen. God held the sun still. Amen. In the sky because Joshua prayed. Amen. God is able to answer prayer, and he does answer prayer, and it's a secret place that we can dwell in. If you're running from something, get in that secret place of prayer. Amen. The Bible said that Jacob got a hold of that angel and said, I will not let you go except you bless me. I pray that we would get to the place in our prayer life that we wouldn't give up so easy. A lot of times we give up on our prayers too quick. Amen. We shouldn't stop praying them so quick. We should continue on. When Jesus told the story of the unjust judge about the widow in that city, and the judge didn't fear God. He wasn't a good man. He was a crooked judge. He didn't fear God nor regard man. He didn't care. He didn't have sympathy. His heart was a heart of steel. And this woman came to him and she said, avenge me of mine adversary. He wouldn't for a while. Amen. But that judge got so troubled. He was thinking about that woman when he went to sleep. He'd go to lunch. All he could see was that woman. Amen. Because she came to him so much. That's what Jesus is teaching us about prayer. Amen. For us to pray to the point, amen, where we will not accept defeat. How about your prayers? Are you going to accept defeat in your prayers? Amen. There's a secret place that we can dwell in. Amen. And God hears prayer. Amen. And that prayer that we pray, those secret places of prayer, that secret place of prayer, Moses found that secret place of prayer. Amen. And when he came off the mountain, amen, he wasn't in the valley where they was worshiping that golden calf. Amen. He was on the mountain, and when he come down, his face did shine so bright, amen, that they had to put a veil over it. Stephen had found that secret place of prayer, that when he was there and they was condemning him to die, which he did die, and they stoned him, the Bible said they looked on his face, and his face was like the face of an angel. I'm telling you, God is able, amen, to cause us to wrap us up in that secret place of prayer. Amen. We can dwell in that secret place of prayer. We don't have to pray good for a week and then not pray good the next week. We can cause us, amen, God can cause us to have a prayer life where it's not just at certain times. Many times I think that's our greatest hindrance is because we'll pray good for a while and then we stop. Amen. And it gives the devil some gaining ground on us. And then we'll go back and warm back up in a corner, and then we'll stop. And here come the devil back, get on, you know. That's what was going on. Amen. When David came there to the Philistines, Israel would shout for a battle, and then the Philistines would shout for a battle. And they would holler over here, and then they'd holler, and nobody ever gained ground until David come. Amen. Who knew that secret place. And I'm telling you, when you know that secret place, you can stand against giants in your life. You can stand against defeated, amen, foes that God will defeat, amen, over the enemy. I believe in prayer. Do you believe in prayer tonight? I don't want to drag this out, but I believe in prayer. I'm not talking about, amen, some wimpy little power or some wimpy little breath or some wimpy little hand or something. No, I'm talking about the hand of God. People have found this secret place. Amen. They got more power than the military. Hallelujah. They got more power than artillery. They got more power than guns. They got more power than gangs. They got more power than the devil because they found that secret place. I know I've told that story about that guy in World War II. And he was going to do the suicide mission, and the man kept asking for suicide volunteers for the suicide mission. And nobody volunteered. He said, okay, I'm going to have to appoint one of you. Suicide mission was they would go on a mission and they was guaranteed not to come back. They was guaranteed that they would die on this mission. He said, guys, I don't want to appoint one of you, but if I don't have a volunteer, I'll have to choose one. Finally, a young man raised his hand and said, I'll go. And he come up there and he said, on one condition, I'll go between a certain time. Y'all know the story. He said, I'll go, you know, like 3 or 4, something like that. It was a certain time that he would go between an hour. And so he went and he came back. Man, how'd you get back? How'd you make it? Did they shoot at you? Yeah. Did they see you? Yeah. Did they get close? Yes. Where he was going, the leader couldn't believe he came back. He said, how'd you make it? He never scratched on him. They shot at me. Yeah. They come after me. Yeah. He said, well, I'll tell you. He said, back in the United States, my mom told me she would pray for me every day at a certain time. And he said, I had to calculate what the time was over here. He said, but I knew if I could go while she was praying and come back while she was praying, that I'd be all right. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the secret place of prayer. It's more powerful than the enemy's guns. Amen. Sister Ramona was down at the border. Her dad, they tell the story about him. He's been dead for years. But he was on a Navy ship in the Second World War also. And said that in that, he was out in the Pacific. And said that his name was Woods. And he said that he would pray each night. You know, there in that Navy ship, and they'd make fun of him. And they would, you know, ridicule him. Those Navy men would, you know, all that, and talking about prayer, and they was just, you know, out there. And said, finally one day that the Japs surrounded that ship, and said that Admiral said, I want to know, is there anybody on here that can pray? It's just quiet. Somebody spoke up and said, Private Woods prays. He said, I'm not talking about what y'all are talking about. He said, I'm talking about praying like Mama prayed. Know really how to pray. They said, Private Woods really knows how to pray. They said that Admiral said, call him. You know, however many men was on that ship. And said they called that Private Woods up there little. He said he was a young little boy. And he come up there before that Admiral stood on that deck of that United States ship. And he said, there's submarines, Japanese submarines all around us. And we're going to go down to the bottom of the Pacific. But somebody told me, you know how to pray. And he said, I'll pray. He said, I fell on that deck of that ship and began to pray. And they said, one by one, those Japanese submarines turned and left. And left that ship one by one. Hallelujah. I'm talking about prayer, the secret place of prayer. The world may laugh at you for praying. I mean, you know, the devil, it amazes me. You'll be out on a job and you'll feel bad about praying over your lunch. But you never know. That may be a witness one day to those workers. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't believe you have to yell or scream or something like that. But let's be faithful in our prayer, because we have a secret place where we can abide. He that dwelleth in the secret place of prayer. You take a praying person, they're going to make it to heaven. They may face hardships, but they'll make it through. Hallelujah. It's our line to heaven. Pick up the telephone. Hallelujah. And it's never busy. His line ain't never busy. I praise God for praying people. Praying mamas and praying daddies. Amen. And praying church, you know. Amen. Give me a praying person. Hallelujah. They're greater than riches. Somebody that knows how to pray is far better than somebody that's rich in the church. So wait a minute. We need a new van. Well, that'd be nice. Wait a minute. We need new carpet. Well, it looks pretty good to me, but you know, be nice. Wait a minute, we need this, we need that, we need it, we need all this, we need new, you know, we need. I'll tell you what we need. Hallelujah, is praying Pentecostal people full of the Holy Ghost that know how to touch heaven and ring the bells of heaven. It's a secret place that we can dwell in. That's why the devil fights you from praying when you get up in the morning. That's why the devil fights you from praying when you get home at night. That's why the devil stops you from praying, because he knows prayer works. Hallelujah. Somebody wrote a song and said, when mama prayed, heaven paid attention. Let me just ask somebody right now. Who is in here? I know it ain't everybody, but who in here tonight had a praying mama? Raise your hand. That's all. I know it ain't everybody. I did. I know everybody didn't. You had a praying mama. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Can we say thank God? Amen. Prayer is a secret place. I want to go on to fasting tonight. I hope I don't bore y'all stiff tonight or put you to sleep. I certainly don't want to. I have a burden tonight to preach to you, and I won't tarry too long. But I believe in fasting. I believe in it. I believe in it. Amen. I believe in fasting food. I believe in fasting cell phones. Amen. I believe in fasting. I believe in sacrificing. Pulling a time. You are setting aside for God. And the scripture here said, when you fast, fast in secret. And I know you can get carried away with that, you know. Don't tell nobody and stuff like that. But the point of this right here is the Jewish religion and these religious people had got so engulfed in religion that they had lost the real meaning of it. Amen. I believe it's important that we don't fast. They was fasting so everybody would know. And if you fast, just so everybody know, hey, look at me. Y'all can tell I've been fasting a lot, right? Amen. You don't fast to lose weight. Fast to bring down the strongholds of the enemy. Demonic powers are brought down through fasting. It's a secret place. That the children of God that have learned this secret have great power with God. I said the children of God that have learned this secret have mighty power with God. Amen. And he said, don't fast like the hypocrites. They disfigure their faces. That they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. They got a reward too. When thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. Thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. I've heard of people fasting and going away and, you know, taking time and getting alone with God. That's wonderful. Amen. But he's saying right here, when you fast, you go about your normal business. You know? Go right about it. Don't appear unto men to fast, you know? Anoint your head and wash your face. You know? Just because you're fasting don't mean you ain't got to get dressed that day. At least go get the mail. If you go get the mail, you're not going to wear your night clothes, are you? And your slippers. I mean, at least get dressed and comb your hair. I mean, I've seen people that, I wondered if they was fasting or what. What was going on? Amen, but I believe in this secret place. I believe in the secret place of God. Amen, I believe that there are things that we can do that gives us power with God. And going to church is one of them. Praying is one of them. Fasting is another one. Amen. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 58, Isaiah 58 is a wonderful chapter concerning fasting. I'm not going to read it all, but he talks about fasting there, and then he says, then after on this fast, and a person that has fasted correctly, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. My God, God's in front of me, God's behind me, God's all around me. Hallelujah. It said, then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I. I'm talking about a closeness. This is a promise to fasting. And the word of God is true. The Bible is true. I don't care who waters it down, or who twists it up, or who confuses it. The word of God is true. The Bible says, if thou take away, here am I, if thou take away the midst of thee, the yoke, the putting forth a finger and speaking vanity. Anyways, the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. Make fat thy bones. Thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. They that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. I'm talking about a secret place. I'm talking about finding this secret place. Listen, this is not very smart, or it doesn't take a whole lot of smarts. But the children know if there's a secret place in here, then we gotta find it, right? Now I may know the secret, but we gotta find this secret place. That's the reason we ain't in the secret place, is we've never looked for it, we've never searched for it, we've never found the secret place. The secret place in God, the secret place of fasting. I have seen fasting move. Matter of fact, fasting tears down the forces of the enemy. Demon powers and demon possession, demons are cast out through fasting. Amen. And through prayer. Prayer and fasting. When Jesus came off the mountain, they said, why couldn't we cast that devil out? It wasn't because they didn't try. They tried. It wasn't because they didn't care. They cared. It wasn't because they didn't want to, they wanted to. And they said, why couldn't we cast that devil out? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. And he said, but how be it? Remember this, this kind goeth not forth but by prayer and fasting. I believe we as children of God should fast often. I believe that we should, amen, seek God in our life about fasting. Amen. It may not be God's will for you to go on a 40-day fast tomorrow. It may be. I'm not God. But I'm telling you, and you might, you might need to fast something else, like a phone or something. I've seen people do that before. I did it before. I'm telling you right now, it's real though. It's real. I wish I could convince you it's real. You've got struggles in your life. Take some personal time. We fasted as a church before. I thank God for it. Hey man, I'm proud of y'all. Amen, for fasting and joining with me in fasting. And maybe you've got struggles in your life and you need to just personally fast. Maybe not even tell nobody. Just fast some and see if God will deliver you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the secret place tonight. God wants to reveal unto us the secret places. God's still able. Don't you believe that? God's not dead. He's still alive. I can feel Him in my hands. I can feel Him in my feet. I feel Him all over me. Hallelujah. Don't y'all know that song? He's not dead. He's still alive. He's on the throne. He's just as much real as He was when He rolled back the water of the Red Sea. He's just as much real as when He took the heat out of the flame for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He's just as much God when today as when He said, Lazarus come forth, and he that was dead came forth. He's still real in 2017. I believe in Him. And I want to obey Him. I want to do His will. I want God to move in my life. I want to get in that secret place. Hallelujah. I was reading about in the French War, French Revolutionary War, that there was this young mother who, her children, she had, I believe it was five or six children, but her husband was gone. He wasn't a soldier, but he wasn't at home. He had been gone for some time on some business or something. And the troops or the rebels or whoever it was came into her area. And it was going to be some time. The word had got there that there would be some time before reinforcement would come. But she just stayed in her house. A man come by and said, they're coming. They're coming. She knew that it was a matter of time. She got her children around and began to pray. It started to snow. And it kept snowing and the wind was blowing. Snowing. The next morning, it got dark, and she thought at any moment the door was going to get kicked down. She said, at any moment, I thought the door would get kicked down, and we'd be killed or taken away or as captives, you know. And she said that I woke up the next morning, and there was snow drifts all around her house. The wind had blown a complete surface. And come to find out, after that snow melted, that those soldiers had marched right by our house and never even saw it because the snow had covered it. That's what God can do for you if you need a place to hide. Another state may not. That just come out anyways. But another state may not be the answer, you know. Or another city or something. You know, people say, if I could just go somewhere, you know, or something. You know. I've heard people say that, you know, dealing with drugs or, you know, issues or things in their life. I just need to go somewhere else. But it's just the same there. The evil is everywhere. But I'm talking about there is a secret place. In God. Well, He can hide us under His shadow. There is no harm. I believe that tonight. God bless you. Let's stand together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's a song I want to sing tonight. It says, I want to stay right under the blood. I know Sister Bobby knows this song, don't you? I want to stay right under the blood. I want to stay right under the blood. I want to stay right under the blood where the devil can't do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Dear Lord, I thank You tonight for Your grace. I thank You for Your mercy. I thank You, Jesus, for Your goodness. Lord, I wish I could have preached better tonight. Touch our hearts to know that there is a secret place. There's a secret place in God. A place of safety. There's no place of safety like in this secret place. Safety from lies of the devil, demonic pressure, oppression, depression, curses of sin. There is a safe place. You need prayer tonight? Open up the altar for special prayer. Maybe you need the Lord tonight for something you're battling. Special prayer. Oppression of the enemies on you. Mind battles. Demonic powers. Suicide thoughts. I don't know. Sickness. Disease. Fear. Confusion. Frustrations. We're going to have prayer time in this one. Just a moment, Lord. Somebody needs special prayer. The altars are open for everyone. Some are coming for special prayer. Let's find some place to pray tonight. We'll pray for these two.